This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America and capitalize the word America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number one, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I'm going to start off the show with a message that came from the Save America PAC. Now, that's the president's PAC that he's created to help possible candidates in the next election, correct?
That's right, yep.
And here's what this says, dated yesterday. I fully support the Republican Party and important GOP committees, but I do not support rhinos and fools, and it is not their right to use my likeness or image to raise funds of any kind. So much money is being raised and completely wasted by people that do not have the GOP's best interests in mind. If you donate to Save America PAC at DonaldJTrump.com, you are helping the America First movement and doing it right. We will win, and we will win big. Our country is being destroyed by the Democrats, and that came from Donald J. Trump yesterday. So he is pushing the heck out of the Save America PAC.
Well, certainly, and drawing some pretty clear lines there, too, Captain, as to what he considers to be the heart and the soul and the mission of the Republican Party at this point.
Well, yeah. Now, something else that's going on here, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and suddenly it's a major news story today. It was all over the place, and there's a picture of Joe Biden showing half the country in black and the other half in gray. I don't know why they did it that way, because the first thing I thought of was a civil war. But it's got the big number under Joe Biden's face, 50%. And it says 50% of Americans think Biden is not physically and mentally up for the job of president of the United States. Well, we talked about that last night, didn't we?
We certainly did, yeah.
And we've talked about it before, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
But here's the deal. That 50% is coming from the Rasmussen Reports poll. It may be actually higher than that, depending on what poll you would want to take and look at.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it should be pretty shocking, even just with the Rasmussen poll, because, again, this idea that, you know, I think one of the questions was how concerned are people that President Biden has not yet held a press conference. And
they're concerned.
Oh, absolutely. And it seems to be almost brushed off to some degree at the White House press briefing room with the idea that, well, you know, I know a lot of people are asking about this kind of thing, almost like it's not a really big deal. But it is a big deal to have a solo press conference, press availabilities. Harkening back now to the Trump administration, President Trump seemed to talk to the press captain virtually every day in some form or another, where he would take questions and talk, or out by the helicopters, or leaving the White House, this kind of thing, or at other events, and he was accessible. President Biden seems to be kept in a very highly controlled environment, and is not going to, I think, anytime soon, have a solo press conference, although Jen Psaki said I think it would be towards the end of the month, perhaps, I believe.
Well, Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, is actually going to, Joe Biden is going to be giving a speech tomorrow, a major speech. Now, I think that speech will probably be 10, 15, not much more than 20 minutes long. And today, they're going to vote on the COVID-13 stimulus bill. And I think part of what we're going to hear tomorrow, even though I haven't really heard what it's billed to be, is going to be about the stimulus. And, well, we're going to be getting the checks, and they're coming right out to you, and we expect everyone to have a check in their hand by the end of the month. I think that's what we'll hear from Biden.
Well, right. And part of the thing, I think, of trying to schedule it for Thursday, the speech, that is that with the hopes that it will be passed and he can make some kind of sort of a victorious announcement about it.
Yeah, but what started all of this, again, and the poll that came out and all that was in lieu of, well, forgetting the name of his defense secretary, General Lloyd Austin, when he says, oh, that general, that guy, and those guys over there at that place, those guys, when he did that, people suddenly realized that, whoa, this is important stuff, and he can't remember it?
Well, exactly right. Yeah, and so you can see him sort of falling back on phraseology, like, you know, that outfit over there, the guy that runs that outfit, and it's kind of folksy, I think, maybe in his estimation, but he clearly did not know who it was.
My dad, World War II vet, my dad used to say, well, my old outfit, or well, this outfit, or well, the boys down at the outfit, the boys over there, you know, that was kind of like dating himself when he did that. He was really showing his age.
Right. Right.
All right. Well, hold on. And by the way, I'm not saying that old people are all like Joe Biden, but Joe Biden has got a serious problem. It's obvious some form of dementia and getting worse, and could even be something else. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Who was that masked man? He just rode up on a horse. All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I was talking to them yesterday, by the way, and they were telling me they've been getting a lot of really positive telephone calls from people that are calling up telling them that they've been getting the product from yours truly, the captain sent them, and it's been working and making a big difference in their favor. And again, it will if you let it. Now, I have a problem which is perennial, thanks to the World Trade Center, with my left ankle and my left leg. And when the swelling and the pain starts, it goes right up my leg to my knee to my hip and then goes up into my back. And if I don't get it curtailed and stopped, I'm in big trouble. And the only product other than hardcore narcotics that I took at one time until about 5.5 years ago or so that works, besides a handful of Aleve at a time, and I do mean a handful, is Relief Factor. And it's a whole heck of a lot better for you, too. Relief Factor with the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It goes right straight to the source of the pain and either gets rid of it or lowers it to where it's tolerable. And it also reduces any inflammation you're in. It is 100% drug-free. No narcotics in it at all. And it supports a healthy response to help the healing process, which is so very important. And it will also support healthy joints and muscles, too, if all you got is aches and pains from a workout or your job or whatever. Now, to get started, it costs $19.95 with a 3-week quick start. And all you have to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to get the $19.95 3-week quick start. And away you go. Take it the way it says to take it. And you'll find out that this product will work for you. It's worked for me over and over again, and it's literally kept me moving on days when I could hardly even get out of bed, and I'm not exaggerating. So there you go, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. You know, just real quick, I just want to reiterate, you know, what we were talking about in the first segment. You know, you've been bringing up and we've been talking about, you know, the status of Joe Biden, not only just for the last few weeks, but really for the last couple of two or three months.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about that, and just now the mainstream media is starting to sort of latch on, and
yeah.
I think this poll is a prime example.
Well, I'm concerned about this, as every American should be, because as a firefighter, EMT, paramedic, if I was on an ambulance and Joe Biden was in the back of my rig, I would be treating him first. I'd be looking at him for signs being displayed from possibly having a stroke, but I certainly would be diagnosing him as having dementia.
And then dealing with that appropriately and passing that on and making sure
to the hospital,
yeah,
to the doctor.
Exactly. And whatever you were doing in terms of the, of giving care,
yeah,
up to that point, you would,
yeah,
be, that would be the focus.
And let me tell you what they would do. They would have you give them a mild sedative to get them to slow down so that they weren't, you know, their mind wasn't racing 100 miles an hour with their eyeballs going in 45 different directions, because here's what's going to happen. The more pressure that gets put on Joe Biden, the worse he's going to get.
Well, you know, Captain, I have very similar concerns. I'm curious as to, for lack of a better terminology, what sort of president,
yep,
things is he having to do?
Yep.
Because that's a crushing nightmare when you become,
yep,
president.
And I'm not a doctor, so people don't need to think about that. I'm just talking about my own personal experience as an emergency first responder in the back of a rig on either an ambulance or on a fire rescue truck with a 10,000 calls that I made in my career in the fire service, and several hundred of them, I don't even know how many hundred, but several hundred of them were for people that were having problems like this. And every now and then we would also come up on somebody who was out wandering around and had no idea who they were or where they were.
Yes, and as a lot of us have stories, too, of relatives or neighbors who have had,
yep,
similar episodes, right?
And I'm telling you, this is the road that Joe Biden is headed down.
And it's very scary. And number one, we feel for him. There's no joy in seeing what's happening before our eyes.
No. Now let's go back to a couple of other things here that we got to get out there right away. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Toll free anywhere in the country. Now, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing increased scrutiny over a policy that may have contributed to increased nursing home deaths related to the coronavirus pandemic. And now a Michigan prosecutor says that Whitmer could face criminal charges. This is huge.
It really is huge. And this executive order, Captain, it centers around the idea that she would have prohibited nursing homes and long-term care facilities from turning away any residents who were COVID-19 positive. And that was not, regardless of whether or not they were contagious, you know, at that time. And I would say this, Captain, you know, all these conversions that have to happen for hospitals, remember the hospital Navy ship that was in New York, they had to convert that thing to be able to take COVID patients. So
they
you tell
did.
Me. Yeah, but nursing home facilities, they're not reasonably prepared to accept and deal with positive patients, nonetheless contagious patients. It just doesn't seem to, it just, you know, they need to be in another place where they can, where the whole thing can be handled properly. And to force this, that's where I think this is where this probe is going to be centered.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. The other thing is that just when you thought it couldn't get any worse for Governor Cuomo, the latest accuser, Number six on the list, folks, a member of the executive chamber staff claims that Cuomo inappropriately touched her during an encounter last year when she was called to the executive mansion. Now, this was reported by the Albany Times Union, and we're just now finding out about it. Number six, six women have accused him of doing stuff, and this is all coming along the same little MO. In a private space, just him and a girl, and it's all coming along the same way. There's too many similarities here Cuomo has got to go, and I know that the Republicans have already introduced articles of impeachment up there, and some of the Democrats are aboard. They have to have 76 total in the Senate to impeach the governor. They've got 47 signed on so far.
Well, that's right, and there is going to be the ongoing investigation, and there has to be the fact-finding and so forth. But I think Cuomo and anybody close to him at this point, they know the walls are starting to close in because he had that thing at the Javits Center with no press, and they said something about, well, there are COVID protocols we have to follow. Well, that's not what it was. He didn't want to take questions. He's going to ground on this, and it's very revealing, I think.
Now, I've got a question here from Trucker Stan. Trucker Stan is parked for the night in Grand Island, Nebraska. He's saying, great show, Captain. Appreciate you being on the radio every night. I truck all across the country with you. Wherever I'm at, I always get you. If I can't get you on a station, I get you on the Internet. Okay, very good. So he's listening to us right now, and we do have an affiliate over that way. So I think he's listening on the affiliate. But anyway, he's saying, who's really in charge in D.C.? There was a report yesterday that Vice President Kamala Harris was talking again to world leaders on the telephone. Isn't that the job of the president? Well, my first answer to his question is, yes, it is, and that's the way it's supposed to work, but not in this case.
Well, exactly right. And that goes back to what we were talking about before of what is Joe Biden, what is the pressure level? What is he really having to do? And if he's offloading or somebody's offloading some of these responsibilities that traditionally do not go to the vice president, unless there are some kind of other extenuating circumstances, this kind of thing. But if you supposedly have a brand new president who's there ready to get the job done, you wouldn't be seeing this, I would think. So that's right. It does beg the question, you know, who's really in charge and how much is Joe Biden able to really, how much is he really calling shots for day-to-day stuff?
Well, yesterday was Have Lunch Day with the captain over at Mission Barbecue on Waters Avenue in Tampa, and the gang was over there, and we were talking a lot about this. And once again, it was brought up about the fact that Susan Rice took that trip and went down to the border. She's the representative national security advisor in the White House. She went down on the border with the rest of his people that are supposed to be going down on the border. Susan Rice didn't necessarily have to. But she's the one in the White House that's keeping tabs on everybody. And apparently Valerie Jarrett is still very much in the middle of all this. Rumors are that Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett are operating in tandem from their control post, if you will, whatever you want to call it, command center. And this is how this is going. This is Barack Obama on steroids, term number three, the fundamental transformation of America. And hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we'll have more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you disagree with me, you go right to the head of the line. But there's too much going on here, folks. Too much going on. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to vote on a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on Wednesday. The bill passed a procedural hurdle Tuesday evening, clearing the way for its anticipated passage. President Biden says he'll sign the bill as soon as he gets it. He had pushed lawmakers to pass the bill before March 14th, when federal unemployment benefits would expire. Senator Joe Manchin says the changes that the Senate made to the bill last week came with input from Republicans, despite not a single GOP senator voting for the measure. The West Virginia Democrat told Fox News that he understands his colleagues' hesitancy over the bill's price tag, but adds that the bill will help people in his state.
The bill at the end at 1.9 was more than what they could go. I understand that and respect that. But it was a bill that, in my state, helped so many people in so many different ways. And at the end, when we were able to make a few adjustments here and there, it was a bill that I could support.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And thank you very much, Masked Man, hanging on my telephone. Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has a website, Geico, GEICO.com, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And all you got to do is go to Geico.com, GEICO.com, and type in your zip code, because it'll ask you where you're from, and then ask you for the zip code. And you can either get a insurance quote right there, right over the internet, for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV or a boat. They can do all that for you right there online. And they can even give you a quote on your homeowners and renters insurance. And the important thing about that is if you bundle your homeowners or your renters insurance with your automobile insurance, you get a tremendous discount and lower the rate of your auto insurance down dramatically. So think about that. Think about checking out that and doing that, because it's really something that will save you a bunch of money. And I've been with them going on just about 15 years and a half or thereabouts. Maybe it's 16 by now. I really haven't counted that much, but they've done a great job for me over the years. I'm very happy, and I've saved a lot of money. And, yes, I do constantly check to see if I am saving money, which is a good thing. You should always do a little checking around to make sure that the guys that say, yeah, we're saving you $100 or whatever, that they're doing it. Okay, Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. You know, we were just talking during the break about a lot of the folks wanting to get in the chat room these days.
Yep.
And so, you know, everybody, if you go on Facebook, if you've got a Facebook account and you want to join the Captain's group, simply go to your Facebook Messenger.
Uh-huh.
Then at the top of that, you'll see the search bar, the search subpage.
Yep.
Just type in the Captain's group. You'll see it pop right up. You click on it.
Yep.
And then ask to join the group, and you go from there, and then you can talk to us and talk to the Captain directly.
Yep.
In the Captain's chat room.
And you're in there, and you'll see what the group that's in there is talking about right now. We got several people in there. Matter of fact, I think I'll say hello to some folks in there. Well, hello to you. hello to Pretty, and hello to Doug, and hello to Greg. Hope you're feeling better, Greg. I know Greg's had some surgery. And hello to Lynn up in Cape Cod, our veteran pal up there, and hope everybody's doing well. So let's continue on our course here. Down on the border, we've got just a huge mess. And the governor of Texas will chime in about him in a minute and what he had to say. But the number of migrant kids in custody since Joe Biden has taken over has tripled. And the border surge has become not just a crisis anymore. It's a tidal wave, and it's totally out of control. Now, the Customs and Border Patrol actually is asking for 900 volunteers to come to the border to help with the keeping these people food and clothed and all that sort of stuff. They're asking for 900 volunteers from around the country to come down on the border with Mexico in these detention centers and help the Border Patrol out.
Well, exactly right. And really, it was President Biden's stances, his positions, the words that were spoken by...
He told him to come.
Exactly. That he's made this crisis. He's created it, basically. And when asked about whether or not there's a crisis at the border or talking about the crisis at the border, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki sort of downplayed it, saying, let's not put a label on it. Something that we've already admitted is a challenge. Well, it's not a challenge. It is a crisis, Captain. I mean, it's like, you know, we use the word crisis very specifically in our world, and this is a bona fide crisis.
Yes, it is, and unfortunately, it's not getting any better because Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has activated the National Guard down there, and he's got them on the border right now, as we well know. It's definitely a mess, just a real mess.
Well, it really, really is. Again, you know, if the Biden administration is not going to do what it's supposed to do, you know, then I think the governor there in Texas is saying, you know, that they're going to have to basically step up and do a lot of this stuff.
Yep.
Because again, President Biden has to understand what's happening there.
And Kyle, do you know what time it is?
Let me see. Is it circle back time?
Here we go. that sounds like a snowplow in the middle of a lake coming at you or something. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi, encircling back, of course, she's always good for a laugh every now and then. She's calling the transformative coronavirus legislation and the $1,400 checks the same immense scope as Obamacare was back in the day. That's circling back, right?
Well, it certainly is circling back. And Nancy Pelosi can call it whatever she wants to call it, but it doesn't change the fact that she did not want to have the money that people need go out last summer or last fall because they wanted to beat Donald Trump in the election.
And then on top of everything else, to add insult to injury, I suppose, she says, and those $1,400 checks will be coming to you soon.
Well, and unfortunately, it's never been soon enough by this point. You have so many.
And who's the one that put it off?
Well, it was Nancy Pelosi did.
And it was $2,000 when we started, wasn't it?
That's right. Yep.
And then it wound up being $600. Donald Trump wanted to get it out there. Oh, and by the way, here's something funny. Donald Trump signed those checks. Remember?
I remember. That's right. Yeah, he did.
Joe Biden said that he's not going to have his name on the check.
Well, I guess only because Donald Trump did, I guess. I mean, yeah, we get it. You know, they don't.
That is an excellent political game to play, to put your name up there so people can look at it and go, oh, look, Donald Trump signed it. So now it's going to be signed by Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary.
Well, you know.
Everybody's going to go, who?
Well, that's right. Well, and Joe Biden's missing an opportunity here. But President Trump, of course, kept trying to get more for the people that needed it. And again, I just don't think that the American people are going to forget this anytime soon. They did not want President Trump to get a boost from having a second stimulus package.
And instead, they hurt a whole bunch of American people out there. And I hope the American people remember and pay attention to what I'm telling you right now. You people, you were hung out and left out to dry by none other than Nancy Pelosi and her Democratic cronies who did not want Donald Trump to get credit for this $2,000, which is the $600 plus the $1,400.
Well, that's right. And in other words, they looked at it as, we're just pawns.
Yep.
Yeah, we're just pawns.
Yeah, now there is a, let's see, this is stimulus number three. There is a stimulus number four coming later on with an infrastructure bill. We just heard about that yesterday. We've not heard what the amount is, but more people are going to get money.
That's true. That's true. And hopefully we'll see some kind of bipartisan input on this whole thing coming up next.
And they need to be careful about all this money they're giving away because they don't have it to give.
Well, that's true. But they will print it. And that's basically, I mean, they're not, you know.
As long as we don't run out of paper, we're fine.
That's right. Yeah, maybe that's the old vernacular, but they will create it in a computer system somewhere, I guess, is the new vernacular.
So our circle back segment for this hour is Nancy Pelosi jumping up and down, comparing the transformative coronavirus legislation to the depths and the scopes of Obamacare when it was passed because it was so great.
That's right. Of course.
Well, and millions of people lost their health insurance.
Well,
their excellent plans they got rid of.
Oh, yeah, and you could keep your doctor. All that stuff.
What doctor?
You'd save $2,400 a year you're going to save?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody saved a dime. And most people didn't get to keep their doctor. And if they did, they had to pay extra for it.
Well, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to go out and sell it. It's another thing to actually have it match. And see, this is where President Trump is going to be missed so much as we go through the Biden administration. Because President Trump, whether you agreed with him or didn't agree with him, he actually did, for the most part, the things he said he was going to do in the campaign.
That's true. And hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got some pretty good gear jamming music to get going tonight, just like we did last night. I think you're going to like the selection. And I will be right back with more Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. And yeah, we got weather to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning tonight. And thank you for standing on that wall for us. And good morning to LJ up there in Michigan. Yeah, or the rain is headed east, LJ, but guess what? There's more than rain headed east. There's snow headed east, and you might get some of it your way depending on what the temperatures do and where the line is. There's going to be snow to the north and rain to the south, so it just all depends on where that line settles in at. By the way, this segment of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway edition, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Make sure you pull on in there and tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And by the way, you RVers, I don't say this enough, and I should be, there's an RV club you can join. And you can also get a discount on your fuel. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. Independent owner operators, you can do the same thing if you want to at Pilot and Flying J. And a lot of guys and gals are doing it because yesterday the price of gasoline in Florida in my backyard went up 20 cents a gallon. It's now $2.85 and headed towards $3 a gallon in the great Tampa Bay, Florida area. And I'm telling you, it is going to $3 a gallon. Thank you, Joe Biden. All right, let's get going here. We're going to get it cranked up and get it started. Here it comes.
Big city to make a little bit of
could be his daughter, he don't know what to think of me. Cause I sight my bow on a styrofoam dough by the hole of the 18th green. Cause I ain't out of the woods yet. Still got a blue collar and a red mask. Got a gun rack in the back window of my four-wheel drive. A country boy can survive. Let's say, hey, y'all, and I reckon so. We're the mighty old from head to toe. The corn-fed, cornbread country as a boy can get. No, I ain't out of the woods yet. Lawn and a concrete pond where my buddies all like to hang.
I heard that.
We fire up the smoker, get some pretty girls over, crank the hang and let them shake that thing.
I'll bring them on.
And when the moon goes rising and the skeeters start to bite and all the neighbors is turning in, we'll be breaking out the shine and it's hell yeah time till the sun comes up again.
Cause I ain't out of the woods yet. Still got a blue collar and a red mask. Got a gun rack in the back window of my four-wheel drive. A country boy can survive. I say, hey, y'all, and I reckon so. We're the mighty old from head to toe. A corn-fed, cornbread country as a boy can get. No, I ain't out of the woods yet.
Oh, yeah. That's Colt Ford, and I'll tell you what, he ain't out of the woods yet. And I can remember when I had my country Cadillac and a gun rack in the back of the window, and I had my Henry back there along with my double-barrel shotgun. Yep, driving around looking cool on my stool. All right, I'm just going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix there. You ever done that, Kyle?
No, I can't say that I have. But
It's a ball. It's a ball, y'all.
That's a great Colt Ford song, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get going here. I'm going to read what's going on. Folks, there's two winter storms that I'm tracking right now, and severe thunderstorms and heavy rain are in the central U.S., and LJ, that is what you're looking at coming your way. However, there is snow not very far away. Now, a storm tracking from the center plains to the upper Midwest will bring a streak of heavy snow and perhaps some ice Wednesday from Wyoming into Minnesota, maybe even into Wisconsin. Now, severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rain are also possible for the central plains and mid-Mississippi Valley with this system. And a second storm will continue with heavy snow over the California mountains into Wednesday as it continues to move east. And we are going to have some interesting weather coming up. Take it away, Kyle.
That's exactly right, Captain. And starting in Southern California tonight, it never rains in California, the song says.
But it does now.
It pours, and I can attest to that. It has just started in about the last hour to pour in Southern California. We expect this to be maybe 1 to 2 inches, especially in the foothills. We are going to get some snow. It's a pretty low altitudes now, but this is a much-needed winter storm for water in the area and so forth. So we have winter storm warnings all across Southern California tonight. As we move up through into Central California, also winter storm warnings in the Yosemite National Park area, winter storm warning in Mariposa, that's just outside of the park, winter weather advisory up for our friends in Reno, coming across I-80 out of Nevada. You're going to encounter that winter storm warning as you head towards the Sacramento area. Also, winter weather advisories up in Northern California as well. Now, in the state of Wyoming tonight, Captain, we have winter weather advisory covering almost the entire state, and that includes Casper all along I-25, along I-80, of course, and you also are going to have go down into Colorado as well. But just south of Denver in the Colorado Springs area, we have a fire weather warning,
yeah.
And that goes on over into Kansas as well. But almost the entire state of New Mexico tonight is either under some form of fire weather warning or wind advisory. So you want to be careful traveling through. Of course, if you're coming across historic Route 66, which is Interstate 40 near Albuquerque and so on, you want to be very careful with that tonight.
And for you meat haulers coming down out of Colorado, coming down 287 down to Guymon, Oklahoma, or headed on down into Oklahoma to get on I-40 and then work your way on down into the southeast, you've got fire weather watches all the way down into Oklahoma, including the panhandle of Oklahoma tonight, all the way down. Plainview has got it down there in Texas, and Lubbock in Texas, and most of Kansas is under a fire weather warning right now. Let's see. the western part of Missouri. The eastern part of Missouri, again, has got a lot of flooding going on along the Mississippi River. The tributaries right there off the Mississippi River for probably a good two-thirds of the state from Iowa on down towards just north of St. Louis. And over in Illinois, you've got it over there, especially around Springfield, some pretty serious flooding. Now, up tonight in Minnesota, you got some cold temperatures up there. Twin Cities headed over towards Duluth and up towards the Canadian border. Some really chilly weather up there. And up also in the upper northwestern corner of Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, really cold temperatures. There is rain in the offing for a number of places in Michigan. But again, depending on where that low goes and where that line is, there's snow to the north and rain to the south as it comes across. And right now, if you are in South Dakota, you've got snow all the way from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, on an angle all the way over to Rapid City, South Dakota, where there is a winter storm warning right now. And the northwestern corner of Nebraska, which would be the first 40 or 50 miles of I-80 coming in from Wyoming, you definitely have what looks like a winter storm warning there right now. And it's the snow is moving to the east. Also, let's go over a little bit further to the east, and there's some patchy fog along the east coast, the Chesapeake Bay, on up towards South Jersey, and then you'll be out of it. And the only other weather I see to bother anybody is probably down along the southeastern part of Florida, where all the spring breakers are down there, Miami on down to the Keys. You've got some windy conditions along the water, but that doesn't bother anybody as long as there's sun, and the bikinis are everywhere down there. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right. Spring break time is here. But, of course, all this is brought to you, folks, by the Pilot and Flying J. And you want to come on in there. And if you come in and you mention that you're listening to the Captain's program, you'll get that free cup of coffee.
Yep.
And we think that they'll agree, Captain, it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
Yep. Just tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and boom, you're in Lake Flynn, and you're going to get that coffee.
Exactly right. And you know as well, Captain, they have special amenities as well for RVers.
Yeah.
We mentioned from time to time. They've got RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refills, and RV dumps. And you want to check out the amenities that they have, you can go to thepilotflyingj.com. You'll get all the information there about the RV locations that you can find.
Yeah, that's all very true. And, of course, folks, you're going to find out that the coffee they got is great. The food they got is even better. And you get a large selection of different places where you can find anything from Wendy's to a McDonald's to Pizza Hut to a sit-down restaurant to whatever whatever floats your boat, they got it. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number two. Don't go nowhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.